Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Last night, the Natomas Unified School Board voted on next year's budget, and like most districts across California, the members were trying to match the money to an unpredictable school year with distance learning and modified activities for students. It raised issues like, what about athletics? What about safety and transportation and food? But Natomas Unified has been intensely proactive from the start of the shutdown. Superintendent Chris Evans is on the phone to share his vision for what's ahead and some of the decision making. Hi, Chris. Glad to have you with us on Insight.
Good morning, Beth. Thanks for having me.
So the headline is probably that your board voted to allow sports to resume and how that will happen. You also approved a budget. Talk to me about gauging the safety of getting kids back to school and the decision making last night.
Well, when it comes to the safety is first and foremost. And so our plan actually has something that's pretty unusual. It had a phase zero, which is basically all the prep work that had to be done until we can move into phases one and two. And phases one and two follow all the Sacramento County Public Health guidelines. We actually ran our plan by them. They're not in the role where they approve or deny. They would definitely raise red flags if it didn't meet the social distancing requirements in the county order, and they had no further feedback. We had a great team of people working very hard on this for the last couple of weeks, and frankly, we partnered as districts in Sacramento County, and so most of the county schools will be reopening at some point next week, or if their school year ended a little later, maybe a week or two after. But it's nice to see all the county districts working together on something so important for the social emotional support of students right now, which is actually weighing more heavy than at any other time in my 30 years of education on our students.
Would you tell me the size of your district? How many schools? How many students?
Yeah, we're a little bit of a complex district. We have charters and non-charters in total. We have 16,000 students and some change. If you count some of the charters, some that are now united into one K-12 and others that are separate, let's say we have 18 to 19 schools, and that's good enough for government work so it doesn't confuse people.
Superintendent Evans, before bringing students back to school, I think you wanted a COVID-19 testing site in the Natomas community, which there had not been.
Right.
Then what happened? Take the story from there.
Well, a few weeks ago, you know, safety for our students and staff and families is paramount for us. And so after talking with the board in one of our board meetings, I put out a message and said there's a variety of things we need to do. And we have been proactive, and thanks for recognizing that. And one of the things that we thought should happen is that there needs to be a testing site right here in Natomas, because there wasn't one, where our families, our students, and our staff, and of course anyone else in Sacramento County could come and get tested. And we've just had a tremendous partnership with Sacramento County Public Health throughout this. We've always had a strong partnership with the city of Sacramento. And so the three of us were able to come together, and starting Tuesday, we're launching a testing site. It's gonna start a little slow, half day, on Tuesday, next Tuesday, and then a half day after that. And then, frankly, we hope to get more swabs because despite what you might hear from the rhetoric, it's still difficult to get swabs and be able to pull off the frequency of testing that really needs to get done. But we've already, I think the first 2 days are filled already. And so we're already talking with our partners about expanding the potential days and times. And in July, there'll be more testing materials. And what we want our parents and staff to imagine is a environment when where there are going to be some of our kids back in school. We're looking for family choice. And we've already come to agreement with our Teachers Association that there will be an independent study program for those who want to continue kind of like a distance learning model or stay at home. That law requires that we offer free public education for the students in seats. And what we're really trying to work out with them is a hybrid learning model, and that's a little more of a struggle. But we're definitely going to have kids and staff on campus. And so schools are the places where people get nervous the most, and rumors spread at Starbucks and Safeway and Raley's. And so if somebody in the office if a student goes in and sneezes and says, I don't feel good, we're going to have thermometers. We're going to have devices that stand alone to check students' temperature. We're going to have, they call them isolation rooms. I wish they would call them something a lot nicer, but a place where kids who may be sick go until their parents come. And then in Natomas, if you can't see your doctor, we'll have a testing site here. You can get tested, and in the matter of a day or two, we'll be able to without breaking HIPAA laws, let a school community know all is fine. And we hope that that'll help reassure people who are just right now, whether they're adults, staff, or kids, feeling anxiety about returning to restaurants, returning to school, returning wherever. Some of them are. Others are like knocking down the door. They would like us to reopen school tomorrow if we could.
You have a six pillars narrative in your district that kind of maps out the steps or the focus for the vision. We won't be able to go through each of them. I'm going to mention number one, which is eliminating the digital divide, to say that you have allowed students to keep devices over the summer. And that leads me to number four, which is expanding emotional health and safety of students and staff. You actually have a really innovative way that you're going to monitor whether students are reaching out or trying to learn or communicate about some emotional distress. Will you explain it?
Sure. So we actually have three ways. One, we have a 24-hour online referral program that will be sent to somebody who is manning that at all times. And we can call the parents or go do a knock and talk and intervene. We also have a group we work with called Care Solace, who people can reach directly out to and get mental health or physical health. But I think specifically what you're talking about with the technology is we've been real clear with our families that if you're using our device, we have a system called Go Guardian, and what that Go Guardian does is it alerts our IT department if students Google inappropriate things. And of course, you know, you can let your imagination kind of wander for inappropriate things. What's really special about this tool is if a student types in depression, suicide, or something like that, we get an alert. And that alert is shared with our social emotional support team who reaches out to that student. So not only by letting them keep the Chromebooks and all the internet connections that we made sure all of our families had over the summer, are we there to so they can do summer enrichment and do some of the virtual tours that are available on museums and other things. But we also have a system when they use the Chromebook that'll alert us the student who may be in crisis, because every student in our district has a individual Gmail account that they have to log into to get into the Chromebook that only allows them to communicate with other Natomas Unified Gmail accounts, but will also inform us if there is a potential crisis at hand.
These conversations with superintendents in different districts are interesting. I always wonder if districts borrow ideas or somebody hears an idea and thinks, we need to work on that as well. So let me bring up another plan that you've been really assertive on, and that is the meal plan in Natomas Unified, which actually has expanded to not only the community, but at the beginning of all of this, anyone who was in a food crisis. Is that continuing?
Right. Yes, that is. We have the most amazing nutrition services staff that from day one started serving meals at a few schools and within days had expanded it to every school. We have a teacher and his team of support that created Joey's Food Locker with our board support to make sure that food can be collected like a food pantry and then distributed for our families in the community. And then to boot, our nutrition services team is so good at what they do that, you know, people reached out to them, and we serve food in other areas and with partners like the city and elsewhere. I mean, in times of financial crisis like this, students need to eat. And so we provide in Natomas breakfast, lunch, a snack, and dinner for 7 days a week now. And that's just phenomenal and a credit to our nutrition services leadership and really our classified employees who they rotate kind of days on and off, but largely have been working consistently throughout this crisis, and, right. and I love them for it.
So a couple quick questions, if I can get some short answers from you.
Okay.
You approved a budget that took the governor's proposed cuts into consideration. How much did you need to cut from your school year budget?
We were supposed to cut a little over $10 million. We cut $7.4 million, and we now know that once this is all settled, we'll have to basically redo the budget again, but we needed to make our legal requirement.
What are the key factors in being able to restart athletics? And I also want to put emphasis on the fact that you want music programs, arts programs, science programs, a lot of learning activities to continue for students as well.
Yeah, the key factor was to make sure that we educate parents, coaches, athletic directors on the social distance requirements and how things could look different. And so we actually have not only the whole plan that's available on our website, but there's actually a whole page that is now one of our banners that scrolls across called Phased Return to Athletics with the specific PowerPoint for parents and coaches to see. And right in front of me right now and some of my reading homework today, we were very excited to have our Teachers Association partner with us. And we had teachers and managers work together on science, career technical education, music and arts. And they have provided me with proposals on ways to modify and or continue and support that in 2021. I don't think you can have a school without the music and the arts. That's not a real education.
Summer learning is in place in your district. When will the fall school year begin?
As of right now, we're still on track for our regular scheduled start. I think it's August 14th. I should have that memorized. It could be the 13th, but I'm pretty sure it's the 14th. You know, virus and world situations dictating if we need to move it or shift it, we'll do what's best for our students and staff. But right now, we start in just about 2 months.
That's amazing, isn't it? All right, one last moment here with you, Chris. Do you have a message to students and families and school staff in your district?
Yeah, I just have nothing but love and appreciation for how they've handled this transition to distance learning, and am grateful for the staff we have, grateful for the families we have, and love our kids. I'm a resident in Natomas. My students have gone through this, the Art Natomas Unified Schools. We continue to be here for you, social, emotionally, safety-wise, nutritionally, and we cannot wait to get as many students and families who want back on campus, that's safe, and get back to educating kids. This country did it 100 years ago. We're going to do it again.
Superintendent Evans, thank you so much for your time. Good luck. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
That is Chris Evans, superintendent of the Natomas Unified School District. We'll post a link to the district website. You can find that at capradio.org/insight. All right, we're going to take a short break. And up next, we're going to go up the mountain. It's an uplift in the Sierra. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.